Thank you very much. I'm curious, what were you going to tell us about generically engaged Buddhism?
I was going to agree with a lot of that's already been said in this conference, that for me, I think these two stories of Angulimala suggest that Buddhism has always been engaged. From its early roots, the Buddha got up and talked. I spent about 10 years as a socially engaged non-Buddhist, and then I spent 10 years as a Buddhist, and how engaged that has been, I don't know. I don't know that I've caused more or less harm before or more or less harm now, but I'd like to be engaged and I'd like to be a Buddhist, or I'd like to practice Buddhism.
I have a follow-up question.
Please.
It sounds like you have quite a few prisoners in the UK, but you have a way to go before you catch up to us in the United States, I'm afraid. And other issues that come up there are not only addressing the plight of prisoners, but also addressing the way that the prison system, or we sometimes call it the prison industrial system, is working. It's actually in the US now, it's very profitable for certain corporations. So in addition to trying to meet the needs of Buddhist prisoners, inmates, there's also this concern about reforming the whole system, and I'm wondering if that's also a part of your Buddhist engagement with the prison system.
Well, Angulimala, anything I say here today, by the way, is my personal opinion and is not representative of Angulimala, disclaimer, thank you very much. Angulimala as an organization has its spiritual director, a Theravadan monk, and I believe it's more his tradition to offer the Dharma as it would be offered in a temple. The chaplains within Angulimala have varying views about prison reform. I personally think the whole system needs reforming, and I think a lot of people within the prison system think that as well. And it's not Angulimala's mission, stated mission, to reform the prison service. I think if it was, they wouldn't be invited into prisons. However, things change.
Is there a role for volunteers to support Angulimala who aren't chaplains and don't particularly want to be chaplains?
There is a role for membership and people to be involved in the direction of Angulimala, supporting Angulimala and going to Angulimala meetings. I have had people ask me if they can come in and volunteer and help in prisons before. Unfortunately, it's very difficult for people to come into prisons as a chaplain. You need some of the most stringent security clearance to meet with prisoners out of anyone in the prison. There's only chaplains and the governor of the prison required to be counter-terrorism checked, for example. So to get a volunteer in isn't always very straightforward. It is possible, but it's limited how much people can help in the prisons. What's really, really needed are for sanghas outside of prisons to open their arms to accept and embrace people who want to be involved in the community. And who want to join sanghas in the community. There was at one point Angulimala sent a letter out to all the Buddhist organisations they had contact with, saying, "Would you invite ex-prisoners to your sangha meetings?" And they got an embarrassingly low response. So it's outside, after prisons, where volunteers are really needed, I think, people to open up and support people after prisons.
I can speak to that from some experience about the difficulty of getting into a prison. Once upon a time, some years ago, in the Chan group, I think it was John said he'd had a letter from the prison asking if there would be anybody prepared to be a prison visitor. And I got, somehow I said, okay, I'll have a go. Thought I had a certain amount of form that would qualify me to be a prison chaplain after some kind. So I can't remember what happened. I think I gave my details. I was summoned to Horfield, which is the local jail, and taken down into the photographic place, sat on a little triangular seated, very uncomfortable chair under a lot of spotlights, photographed and answered all the questions on the form and so. And whether they didn't like the length of my beard or something about me, but they managed to lose the documentation. I never heard anymore. Whether there is a chaplain in Horfield jail, God knows, but they have my prayers.
It's part of the selection procedure, I think. they lost my form once or twice as well.
Yes, I would say I've been involved in working in prisons for the last 10 years with something called restorative justice. And there are three therapeutic prisons in this country. One's called Grendon, where they do have visitors' days for anyone in the public who wants to go in as part of the prisoner's therapy, is to host a day for visitors. And so that was my first introduction to prisons. And like you, I found myself sitting next to someone who actually, it was difficult to know who were prisoners and who were staff, because they were all dressed in similar clothing. And he turned to me and said he was going to be on the stage talking, and the theme of that day was victims. And he said he did. I said, he said, did you know the theme today was victims? So he said, I think there's someone here on the list who is the sister of a West victim, and I just said, oh well, that's me. And the way that he responded to that was very much human and empathic. And then he told me he was going to be on the stage, and could I give him some eye contact? And then he gave me a peppermint, and off he went. And he was standing on the stage, telling, you know, with this piece of paper that he'd obviously sweated over, telling us all how he'd actually been into a bank to rob the bank, and he'd held someone up at gunpoint, and there wasn't a day that went by when he didn't wonder what had happened to that person. And then he came and sat, and then he stopped, he couldn't go on, he came back, I did look at him, and then he came and sat next to me, and I asked myself the question, do I feel any different about this person now that I know what he's done? And you know, as an investigative question, and actually the truth was, no, I didn't. And that was partly because of the way he'd empathised with my suffering before he'd had to talk about the suffering he's caused and the suffering he was going on experiencing. And I think I work with something called the Forgiveness Project now, which has been since 2004, so for the past 7 years. And it's described as a grittily not a secular organisation, although many of the people working within it come from different faith backgrounds, including Buddhists. And it's just very much coming back to the whole business of what we learn about ourselves on the cushion, or whatever our practice is very much what people have to suffer in locked away from society, making them more alienated and separate, and how important it is that if we're going to have these institutions, that it is important to engage with what actually goes on in them, because most people think that that's the answer to crime without questioning why do we have crime and what happens to people when they're in prison, and how just even being able to be heard by someone taking an interest makes a huge difference. And I remember one person writing to me from Horfield Prison telling me that he'd, because I'd looked at him as if he was a human being, he'd actually thought a lot about, you know, what he'd done and the way he'd been affecting people, and he'd asked the police to take him out of prison. He took them to his flat where he was in there for drug-related burglary, and he'd actually asked the police to take all the things back that he hadn't been caught with and to say he was sorry. And then he wrote a letter to tell me about it. And I just feel like so many moments like this could happen if people, if there was a way in which this system was more open to people who do want to just simply go and listen. And that a good way of starting is to go to Grendon Prison, where that is part of their therapy. So there is an opening for people if they want to get involved.
Yes, and we are, and there are prisons without chaplains at the moment, so talk to me if you're interested. I think we'd stop, yeah.
I'll teach you about feedback. Thank you very much, Bevin. Delightful talk, and thank you for the questions from the